So good to have the Lord here. If the doctrines I preach are not true, I'm a lost man. And my life becomes an agonizing disappointment, and my death a horrible calamity. I know the gospel's true because I've tried and proved its power. I know it's inside and outside of this gospel, and I'm as sure of the gospel of God's sovereign and free grace as I am my own existence. I'm past compromising, past talking about it. It's amazing grace, how sweet the sound. I've been hurt so bad, and you have too. Anybody in here been hurt? Then it looks like every hand went up, and truthfully so. Then you need a comforter. Let's begin with John 14, verse 16. And I will pray the Father, and He shall give you another comforter. Well, first of all, Jesus is the first comforter. But Jesus is about to go away. And it's not going to be good for you to be left down here by yourself. So He said, I'm not going to leave you orphans. I will send you another comforter, that He may abide with you forever. I'm going to send you a comforter that's going to be with you as long as you live. Isn't that something? I hope you get it today. And verse 17 says, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth Him not, neither knoweth Him. Do you know the Spirit of God? Do you have a sense of the Spirit of God? But ye know Him. You know Him. He's already been here with us. He's already made Himself manifest. The Spirit of God, the Comforter, He dwelleth in you and shall be in you. Verse 25. These things have I spoken unto you, being yet present with you. But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, that's King James Version, the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, He shall teach you. All of us need to be taught. He shall teach you all things. Oh, how wonderful it is to be taught by the Spirit of God and bring all things to your remembrance, whatever I have said unto you. Verse 28 says, I go away and come again unto you. In Romans 1 and verse 28 through 32, I won't take time to read it, but you will find there the blacklist of all of the mess that's going on in the world today. Do you know this is a messed up world? That's why you're messed up. The reason you need a comforter is because sin has messed you up and messed me up. Did you know that 75 to 80% of human trafficking is for sex? Messed up world. Did you know that there are more human slaves in the world today than ever before in the history of the world? Messed up world. Did you know that there are an estimated 27 million adults and 13 million children around the world who are victims of human trafficking? Did you know that human trafficking not only involves sex and labor, but people are also bought for organ harvesting? That means people are bought, surgery is performed, and their kidneys are taken, or their heart is taken. That's going on in our world. You know it's going on. These aren't foreign things to you that I'm talking about today. 71% of children who have been sold show suicidal tendencies. Did you know that the Taliban buys children as young as 7 years old to act as suicide bombers? Did you know that over the past 30 years, over 30 million children have been sexually exploited through human trafficking? This world's messed up. And I guarantee you, I'm not talking about Afghanistan. I'm talking about Pontiac. I'm talking about you, and you know it's true. Many in this auditorium have experienced some of the things that I have just mentioned. It's not afar off. It's here. And you know what you need? You need a comforter. You need a comforter. I'll talk a little later about, you know why you use drugs? Because your greatest need is comfort. Do you know that God in the Holy Spirit has met your greatest need? You don't need crack. Crack will never comfort you. Heroin will never comfort you. Illicit sex will never comfort you. It will never satisfy you. But the Comforter has come. There is no reason for the little child of God to suffer as he does in this life. Well, Jesus saved my soul. I know. But right now, Jesus is concerned about your life. Having a little heaven on the way to heaven. The devil wants you to be miserable. And the only way he can make you miserable is for you to lack in understanding that a comforter has come. And he really, truly gives comfort. The Apostle Paul in the Corinthian letter said, "The God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ is the God of all comfort." Jesus said, "I'm going away. I'm a comfort to you. I'm the consolation of Israel. But since I'm going away, you're going to need someone else here. I'm not going to leave you like little orphan kids where you get saved and then you're left all alone to figure it out. Why was I abused? Why was I sexually abused? Why was I molested? Why didn't my parents love me? Why? You can have a little heaven on the way to heaven being a child of God. There is no reason for this place not to be happy today as a Christian. And God says to the preacher, God doesn't say this to the preacher. God doesn't say to the preacher, "Beat my kids up and abuse them. And when they leave the house of God, let them leave bloody and bleeding. Thank you for stepping all over my toes." God has brought you here for me to comfort you through the preaching of the Word of God. You must get comfort today. Because tomorrow you're going back out there in that world. Am I right about that? And that world doesn't give 2 cents about you. God promises to comfort His kids. And He comforts us with the paraclete. The Greek means to come alongside. Somebody you can lean on. Somebody that's your defender. Somebody that really takes your side. Someone that holds you up and hugs you tight. Someone that reveals the love of God to you. The paraclete. His nature is pure. He's called the Holy Spirit. He's immaterial in existence. I've been in one church where the preacher was making fun. I was visiting a guest there. But folks, preachers talk about the Holy Spirit. And he looked under the pew and, you know, acted like a fool himself, fool that he was. So I don't see the Spirit. You don't see the Spirit. But I'll tell you this. When the wind blows, you see the effects. Have you ever seen the wind? How do you know there's a wind? So is everyone that is born of the Spirit of God. The paraclete, the comforter. It's a fitting title. Called to come alongside. Anybody needs somebody to come alongside of them? Someone to encourage. Someone to strengthen. Someone to instruct. What's your greatest need? I can tell you this, child of God, your greatest need is to be comforted. And I pray God will grant that today. Think about this. Think about what a mess it would be without the Comforter. I'm talking to you Christians. You know what the Apostle Paul says? "What I want to do, I don't do. What I hate, that do I. Oh, wretched man that I am." What if you had to stay there thinking like that all the time? That is at the end of Romans 7. At the beginning of Romans 8 and verse 1, Paul says, right after saying, "Oh, wretched man that I am," he said, "But there is therefore now no condemnation to those that are in Christ Jesus." The Comforter tells us that. You've been living with things for years and years and years. You have that black secret on the inside. And the devil barks at you and growls at you and remind you. And then there's always mom and dad, and there's always your best friend that reminds you. I knew you when you were a drug addict. I knew when you were out there. But the comforter comes and says, it's all gone. It's all been taken care of. There's no condemnation to those that are in Christ Jesus. There's only one physician that can heal our pain. What if we had to go through life this way? In my flesh dwells no good thing. And we know that. When you got saved, you didn't get any better. Your flesh didn't get gooder. In fact, I found this out. I'm headed towards 70 now. I found out this. My flesh doesn't get better. It gets worse. I know more now at close to 70 than I knew when I was 7. I know more about sin. I thought more about it. What if you had to live with that every day of your life? And then there's things I've done in this life that are not so hot that I would have to live with, thinking I'm going to have to face God with those things. Oh, He comforts us. Let me tell you something that's really comforting. You know this Paraclete, this Holy Spirit, He's the hound of heaven. And God the Father one day said to God the Holy Spirit, sick Him. And the Holy Spirit came after you. Yeah. You know, we say this here all the time. You didn't find God. He wasn't lost. Oh, I found the Lord. I'm so proud of myself. The Lord has never been lost. He had to send the hound dog of heaven after you. And He got on your trail, and it wasn't a pleasant smell. And He went all the way down to Lodibar to find a dead dog like you and me. Sniffed you out. Found you down there in your filth. Think about this. Oh, what a wonder that Jesus found me. Out in the darkness, no light could I see. He put His great arm under, and wonder of wonders, He saved even me. Down there in Lodibar, down there in the hood, hiding out in the crack house, shooting up. And then some of you, the hound of heaven had to go to a steeple house to find you. Because you sitting in there all pious, glad that you'd never been to the hood or ever used drugs, and you were as lost as a goose. On your way to hell in the pew. In the choir loft, self-righteous, you'd never go over to Pontiac with those homeless people. He tracked you down. He fetched you out. Fetch him out of Lodibar. Poor Mephibosheth. He couldn't even walk. Remember, both his legs had been broke in the fall. Oh, you had a fall too. You came out of the womb with broken legs. If He doesn't come to you, I love that song. Oh, He came to me. He came to me when I could not come to Him. He came to me. You were Adam and Eve. You didn't always love Jesus. If you've always loved Jesus, that's too long. You were hiding in the bushes. And God came walking. And look what He found. Not too long ago, I was walking along the beach in Florida and I found a $20 bill. Look what I found. God didn't go like that over you. Look what a mess. Lodibar, the hound of heaven, sought you. Came to your hood. Came to where you are. And then, when He got there, you were dead. Dead in sins and trespasses. Inactive toward God. You didn't have a will that was free to serve God. You had a will that was enslaved to your nature. You had a hog's nature. You loved the hog pen. You loved the mar. In order for you to get saved, God's got to give you a new nature. He's got to born you again. Oh, I just remember the old time and place where it happened. Down on the front row in the mourner's bench. You don't know when you were born again. Nobody knows when they were born again. You may remember the first time you desired to know Christ. You may remember hungering and thirsting after Christ, but by that time, you'd already been born of the Spirit of God. He'd already given you life. You were dead and inactive till He said, live. You were in the valley of dry bones. You were the babe in the open field, dead and without hope, laying in your own blood. And then He came to you and said, live. You know why you're here wanting to serve God today? Because the Comforter came. The Spirit of God came and regenerated you. Isn't that a comforting thought? He put shoes on your feet and a robe on your back and a wedding ring on your finger and said, I'll never leave you. I'm going to always be here. Oh, you get shaky, don't you, coming out of the hood. You get shaky sometimes. You know, I've heard some of you talk about drugs. You say things like this. You know, I had one of those dreams. I can hear it calling me. Well, hear this. I can hear the Spirit of God calling me. He's got a louder voice than crack. Crack is no match. No match. Another way that the Paraclete is a comforter is His presence. He indwells us. Sometimes, I've said this to Miss Pam, sometimes I feel so alone. And she always says to me, how could you feel alone? How could you? But you know what it is to feel alone sometimes? Just to feel alone. Sometimes I think about her dying or passing away, and I think, I'd be alone. But I'm never alone. No, never alone. Because the Comforter is here. The Comforter is coming. He indwells me. Greater is He that's in you than he that's in the world. Sometimes I feel my own natural deadness. You know, you've heard me tell the story about the man that got up one Sunday morning and he said, I'm not going to church, to his wife. I said, but you got to go to church. He said, I'm not going. Give me one good reason why I should go. Because you're the pastor. Sometimes you don't feel like going. See, I'm not required to bring down the Holy Spirit. He's already in me. And you know, really, I really get activated when I hear Jesus loves me, this I know. Or when I hear without Him. Something inside of me starts going on that's hard to explain outside of this. He's in me. He dwells in me. The Spirit of God dwells in me. He has come down here and He's not going back. What if the Spirit of God should leave me? He said, I'm going to be with you always. Wherever you go, He goes. Uh-oh. Haven't we taken Him some places He probably didn't want to go? But I'm glad He didn't leave us in there by ourselves. Oh, He'll go in the bar with you. He'll go. I know some of you are gasping right now, all you church people. He didn't actually say that, did He? Yep. How many here, He's gone in the crack house with you? Just raise your hand. Look at that. At least 40 of you. That's what I mean. You see, we're an honest church here. 41. We're an honest church here. We're not playing the Sunday morning religion. My God is real. He's in my bosom. Satan may roar at you. The lusts of the flesh may rebel and temptations of this world may assail you. But the Holy Spirit is resident in you. He lives in you. So all is well. And He's not going to leave you until you're made perfect. Think of what it means to have His presence in the church. I thought about this last night. Hearing the gospel with the Holy Ghost sent down from heaven. He's the Paraclete. He's the Comforter. He's the Advocate. Think about Him being here today. Just think about it. He speaks for us. He's our Advocate. The church without Him is a mess. Really, the church without Him is an imposter church of Jesus Christ. There's nothing going to happen here without Him. You can just count on it. You can have all the fancy meetings you want to have But nothing's going to happen without the Paraclete, the Comforter, the Holy Spirit. I was thinking last night about how for 34 years, how much he's been this church's advocate. So much opposition. So much criticism. This preacher's been condemned as unlearned and vulgar in the pulpit. Just a passing fancy. I'm the non-intellectual preacher in Pontiac. I'm the guy who only had one message. Jesus and Him crucified. 10 years ago we were raided and threatened with being arrested. But you know what? For 34 years this church has never been without an audience. From our littleness to where we are now. And where we're about to be. And where we're headed. The presence of the Lord has been here with us. We have not lacked conversions. People have been converted here. Though many times we don't have any kind of invitation or ask people to come up front. People are converted. It is my pleasure to listen to testimonies when the news media come. And it was my pleasure this week to hear some of you give your testimony live on television and how you gave God the glory and how you gave Him the praise and the honor. That's because of the Paraclete, the Comforter down here who has quickened you. He's our defender. He's our defender. He'll avenge His own cause. Jesus said, He, the Paraclete, shall glorify Me. You know, the Holy Spirit gives, He gets excited too when I preach Christ. You get excited. I get excited. The whole church gets excited. The angels in heaven get excited. What do you think the angels are doing right now? Do you know, I know this is not going to sound right, but the devil hates to hear me preach, and the angels love to hear me preach. You know why? Because they're the folks up there that are saying, worthy is the Lamb. And that's what I'm saying too. And what I say, worthy is the Lamb, gets them excited up there. And all of heaven gets excited. And then when a sinner comes to Christ and to know Christ, there's hallelujah in heaven over one sinner. You think about this. One crackhead that gets saved and born again, washed in the blood of Christ. All heaven goes crazy. You know, I know some of you don't think you're much, but heaven went nuts when God the Holy Spirit regenerated you. There was shouting up there. We have a defender, and that's good to know. Real quick, the Paraclete is a comforter. He's an advocate with us. He leads us into comfort, especially before the judgment seat of our own conscience. You know, there are times when the Spirit of God will lead you to tell your own conscience, when that black dog barks, tell him to shut up and go to hell. Amen. There is therefore no condemnation to those that are in Christ Jesus. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love the Lord, to them who are the called according to His purpose. For whom He did foreknow, He also did predestinate. Whom He predestinated, them He also called. Whom He called, them He also justified. Whom He justified, them He also glorified. Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? I am persuaded that neither life nor death, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God. You ought to stand on your feet and shout right now. You ought to stand on your feet and shout right now. You ought to stand on your feet and clap right now. You're going to make it.